Welcome to the summer edition of Crosstalk, where this summer we dig into some of our favorite Bible verses. I'm Pastor Brian. A reading from Colossians chapter 3. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you were indeed called into one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Summer has arrived in our house. You know how I know? My kids want to wear their pajamas all day long. You see, they realize they don't have to go to school, and because that's true, they think, dare I say, chant, PJ Day, PJ Day, PJ Day. Truth be told, there are days, though few, that our kids stay in their pajamas all day, and you'd think they won the lottery. But most often, we tell them they need to change into clothes so that we can accomplish the tasks for the day. Now, I used to think that staying in your pajamas all day was a kid thing, until Pastor Ken showed up one day in his baby blue tuxedo footed pajamas. He was looking at me like I was the weird one. I guess there's just something about staying in your pajamas all day, am I right? Well, in our scripture reading, Paul wants his hearers to, quote, put on something. He wants his hearers to be clothed and ready for what comes their way. Paul wants them to put on the clothes of compassion, kindness, humility, patience, and above all, love. Now, a little context here will help. Paul is writing to a community of faithful Jesus followers who have been battling the seeds of discord. According to the letter itself, there are some people who have infiltrated the church in Colossae and begun to plant a false teaching about how one is saved from their sin. And since from the Garden of Eden, there's always been two sides of an aisle. People begin to choose sides, and then what begins as a simple disagreement turns into an attack on the one another's humanity. See, our sinful nature rejects the life of compassion, kindness, patience, humility, and love, rather than clothe ourselves with these fruit of God's Spirit. We choose rather to stay in our pajamas of pride and self all day long. I mean, let's just be honest. It's way easier. It's easier to be mean than kind. It's easier to be prideful than humble. It's easier to be vengeful than loving. Pajamas of pride and self, they're just easier to wear. Well, imagine for a moment if Jesus had chosen to stay in his pajamas of pride all day long. Rather than heal the infirm, he says, well, you deserve it. Rather than turn water into wine, he says, ooh, tough to be you. Rather than weep at the tomb of Lazarus, he would have said, well, I guess he got what was coming. Rather than challenge the Pharisees to throw the first stone if they have no sin, maybe he picked up the first stone and threw it himself. Rather than dying on a cross, he said, oh, well, sucks to be you. But God clothes himself in love. And as Paul notes, we are God's chosen ones, beloved. In God's deep love for us, he clothed us in Christ, clothed us in the burial cloths of Good Friday, and clothed us in the resurrection robes of Easter Sunday. See, friends, we're no longer in the pajamas of our sin, but clothed rather with Christ. And so, Paul instructs his hearers, and you and me, to put on the clothes of compassion, kindness, humility, patience, and love, to get rid of the pajamas, so that when God takes us out into his mission field, we are clothed and ready for what comes. So here's a couple of questions to ask or to discuss as a family. Is it easier to be mean or kind? And why? Two, what are some ways that you can let the word of Christ dwell in you richly so that you are clothed with him? Three, identify two people who can be a reminder to you that you ought to take off the pajamas of pride and put on the life of Christ. Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for clothing us in your Son, Jesus. Strengthen us by your Spirit to put on his life, to put on compassion, kindness, patience, and love. We ask all of this in the powerful name of Christ Jesus. Amen.